each of their girls is named Knowles. The middle name is Knowles.
Oh.
Jola Knowles Moon, Elizabeth Knowles Moon, Mary Knowles Moon, Larissa Knowles Moon, and they call them Larissa K, Betty K, Elizabeth K. See, I just sound the K, but each one of them has the middle name of Knowles. And I like that. I like people to perpetuate their names.
Yeah, that's good.
And I didn't name either one of my boys after me, but I didn't have sense enough. I was just married when I was a kid, you know, but one of the boys ought to carry the father's name. I don't care if it is Henry, like mine. That's my name.
Henry.
And I don't like it.
But everybody calls you Bird. Uh-huh.
But I wish that I would name one of my boys Bird. I had three boys. One of them died right after Bird. His name was James Edward. Wally is Wallace Wade. He was named after the famous Alabama football coach.
Football coach, yeah.
At Alabama and at Duke University.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know that name.
And we just sort of caught on to Wayne's name. We called him David Wayne, and one of his uncles said, let's name him David. That is a Bible name, you know. And I said, okay. And one of them said, how about Goliath? And I said, no go. So my wife liked the name Wayne, so we called him David Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
But we took David from the Bible.
Oh.
And Loretta is named Gwendolyn Loretta.
Uh-huh.
The Gwendolyn was from a girl that my wife was friends to over in Tennessee, and Loretta was after Loretta Young. She was my favorite movie star at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the old silent picture days.
She was so pretty, wasn't she?
Yeah, I did. When I was young boy, you know, I'd go see the movies.
Uh-huh.
Think, well, man, if I was in Hollywood, I'd sure make love to that woman. And that's named my daughter after Loretta Young.
That's really something. Do you remember when, like, for something that they'd have for babies, it was kind of like a crib on wheels to put it in to take it out?
Baby carriage or baby buggy?
Or baby buggy. Now, when they put it in the carriage, they say they're going to go out and.
Or a stroll.
And stroll the baby, is that how they say it?
Yeah, or push the baby. Mm-hmm. I've heard them say, let's go out and stroll the baby around a while.
Now, if a woman was going to have a baby, want to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Now,
I don't know what they used to say.
Yeah, but what they used to say.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, what they used to say.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll tell you the good and the bad.
Okay.
And, I've heard them slipping around and listening around the corner, you know, I've heard them say, she's big. You ever heard that?
Uh-uh.
Big with child.
Big with child.
And I've heard them say that she's with a child.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard the man that I never did appreciate say that woman knocked up.
Oh, they used to say that?
Yeah, out on the streets, you know.
Oh.
So look there, that woman knocked up. I never did like that. I've had been a good fellow, but I've always respected women, and of course I'd make love to them all I could and all like that, you know. But when they said no, to me that was no. If I could out-talk them, all right. But I would never try to attempt to use force or anything like that. I threatened one time, but she asked for it and. I didn't, but I threatened her, see. But I never did like to hear men tell things that went on in their home between them and their wife.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
No man ever heard me say anything about what went on between me and my wife, except something good, like she cooked me some cake or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard men talk awful disrespectful, and I'll tell you, maybe I'll tell this on there. Maybe I should have said that on this. I don't know. I forgot about it.
Oh, that's okay. That's something that people said.